Good morning.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Can we be any more blessed than we are today to be in this beautiful place in this beautiful weather? Isn't this awesome this morning? We have a lot to be grateful for this morning. Not just a Savior that was born in a manger for us, but God has blessed us in so many ways. So I appreciate you being here today. If you're a visitor with us, I'm Pastor David Branson. And the pastor here at Lakeside, we just welcome you and we treasure your presence here with us this morning. I know there's many other things you could be doing this morning, but God bless you. You came to church. What better place to be? So we're glad that you're here and welcome. The offering plate will be coming around shortly, but I would appreciate if you would do the connect card that you find in your bulletin. That's your registration of your attendance with us here at Lakeside, as well as any messages for myself or the office. That's the best way to convey them to us as well. So be sure to drop that in the offering plate this morning. A reminder, next Saturday at 8 o'clock, we have our United Methodist Men's Breakfast. I would like to invite all the men of the church and visitors. If you're a man, you're certainly welcome to join us. So next Saturday at 7 o'clock, we're going to have our United Methodist Men's monthly breakfast and fellowship time together. We have a great time. If you want to cook, you're here about 6:30, but we eat at 8, so just show up in time to eat. That's the most important thing as well. Well, with the United Methodist Men, we're having a men's retreat January 26th through the 29th up on the Rainbow River. It's up there in Ocala, Dunellen, if you're familiar with that area. A beautiful river. We went on our first retreat there last year. We had an awesome time. There's a sign-up sheet in the Narthex as well, so if you're interested in doing that, you don't have to be a member of the church. You can be a friend of the church or an acquaintance or some family member that's going. Every man is invited to that. We would like you to sign up and let us know that you're interested in that as well. So hopefully at the end of January you can go and be in a retreat with us and we'll have a great time on the river. It's just a beautiful place and we have a house and it's just an awesome time of fellowship and brotherhood in the church. So please join us for that if you're able. I'm ready to worship the Lord this morning. Are you? Amen, amen. Merry Christmas. Let's now prepare our hearts and minds for worship.
Thank you. us is a bearer of your good news. We are called to proclaim the hope, the peace, joy, and love in your name. Open our hearts and our spirits today to receive the great joy, the love that you have for us. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Bow your heads with me, please. gracious God, what an awesome gift we have been given this morning. Father, we remember and commemorate the birth of a baby, your Son, Jesus Christ, on this glorious day. Father, what a beautiful day we have outside here. Not everyone enjoys the fine weather that we have. And Father, let us not take these gifts for granted. Let us give you thanks and praise for the way you've affected our lives and changed us. Not changed us on the outside, but changed us on the inside. Father, I pray today that each one of us in this place would renew our relationship with you even stronger, more intense, and just accept the love and the grace that you pour out upon us. Father, today we come together on Christmas Day, a day when your Son came to give himself for us. Mary and Joseph, those that circled around the manger scene that day, had no idea what that baby would grow up to be. But Father, today we stand here as witnesses to the beauty, to the saving grace, to the love that you showered down upon us through Jesus. Father, today we recognize the gift. Father, today we accept that gift. Father, today as we gather in this church, we gather as a people of God. We gather as a family. If our families are spread out around the world or even gone to be home with you, Father, I pray today we give solace in knowing that we are your family, that you have claimed us, that we will never be alone. Father, today I pray for each one of us, our nation and our world, that we would turn back to you, that we would look to you to guide us. Father, we love you. We thank you for this precious gift of this child. Father, I thank you for the blessings of this life and beyond. Father, we love you, and we thank you as we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us through his disciples. Let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Be here.
Thank you.
by the Magi to you. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." Moving to verse 7, Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their road, and the star that they had seen when it rose went ahead of them and only stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. What greater gift could we receive than the gift of God's own child, a child who is our light and our salvation? We who have received so much are called to join the shepherds in sharing our joy. We are challenged to join the Magi in offering our gifts to the Christ child. Come, let us give out of our abundance. Would the ushers please come forward to receive our gifts?
Thank you.
gifts can seem so small. Father, in your hands, you multiply them, as you did for the Magi, bringing their gifts. Receive our gifts today, as from the Magi. We pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Talking about this morning?
John.
John.
Jesus. Isaiah is giving us an inkling. All those thousands of years earlier, when Jesus showed up. Now I have to ask, how did he know that? Why would God whisper in his ear and say, I want you to go out and tell the people about someone I'm going to send to you? A messenger that has beautiful feet. Do you all have beautiful feet? When a messenger brings good news, it's considered that they have beautiful feet. They're bringing a message of hope. So I want to read to you from Isaiah 52, verses 7 through 10. Hear these words. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of a messenger who proclaims peace, who brings good news, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God rules. Listen, your lookouts lift their voice, they sing out together. Right before their eyes, they see the Lord returning to Zion. Break into song together, you ruins of Jerusalem. The Lord has comforted his people and has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm in view of all the nations. All the ends of the earth have seen our God's glory. Remember those words throughout our message this morning. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for these words from Isaiah. He knew that our Savior was coming someday. He even thought it might be during his day. But it was centuries later, in your time, that the messenger's feet brought the good news. So Father, bless us this morning. Let the reading of this word touch and inspire each one of us to be a messenger as well. Father, thank you. It's in your Son's precious name that I pray. Amen. The last time I talked about putting Jesus back in the bins after Christmas and putting him away so he didn't see what we would do on New Year's Eve. How many are going to put your Christmas decorations away tomorrow? Are you going to wait a few days? What is Christmas all about? Is it about sleigh bells? Did anyone hear any sleigh bells last night? Did you stay up long enough to hear Santa come over? I watched the news last night. He was scheduled in Florida somewhere between 1 and 2 a.m. Is that what Christmas is about? Is Christmas about sharing? Is Christmas about holly? Do we have any holly? I don't think we have holly. Oh boy. We're going to have to do a do-over. Because Christmas means you have holly hanging around. Is Christmas about caring? Do we care for others? Is that a gift we can give others? You know, Christmas is much more about sharing warm emotions, memories. It's about what God has given us. What God supplies us. What God shares with each one of us. Christmas is about God's faithfulness. God told Isaiah that someday I'm going to send a messenger. That's a long time ago, isn't it? But God was faithful. Jesus came upon the scene. So what is Christmas? Christmas is for people who have nothing and for people who need everything. Think about that. Christmas is for people who have nothing and for people who need everything. Are you sitting here this morning thinking, I don't need much? What do we need? What do we need from God? I didn't wake up this morning and have a letter saying my boat was down at the marina waiting for me. God dropped it off last night. For me to know they know my boat obsession. When I got home last night, my wife had a card for me, and it said she loved me, and it said God loved me. What more do I need? Thank you, honey. My card was very nice as well. No chuckles? This year, we've just given cards to one another. My wife said yesterday, I think this is one of our best Christmases. We were both pretty busy, running all over the place, buying gifts. We didn't do that this year. I think as far as giving gifts to one another, it was one of the best Christmases we've had together. Because you know what? It's nice to know my wife loves me. And it's nice to know that she recognizes God at work in our lives. I won't kid you, she has to remind me of that once in a while. Why, God, have you forsaken me? I sometimes cry out. Jesus said that one time, so I think I'm in good company. But Isaiah is bringing us that same greeting. 2,000 plus years ago, that was a greeting he had from God. That was the original greeting sent to those Jewish people who were exiled to Babylon. Jerusalem had fallen. Some were taken away. The leaders were taken to Babylon and held in captivity. The rest were mired in their destitution in Jerusalem. You know what they must have been thinking? Where, God, have you? Why have you left us in this mess? They started praying for their Messiah at that time. They had some time to wait, didn't they? God has made promises throughout the Scripture. Adam and Eve, to Abraham, to David. Those promises were, they were lived out finally in the lives of these people. God is faithful. It's hope to a hopeless people. Do you sit here this morning thinking you're hopeless? You're not hopeless. God has sent us a message through Isaiah this morning, and I stand before you today with that same message. Your God reigns over Zion. Your God reigns over your life today. That's the gift we've been given. Christmas is about all those things I mentioned earlier, but it's also about the gift that comes from within. When you've received Jesus as your Savior, and you've allowed yourself to accept this gift. We talked a lot about gifts last night, but I don't want you to put this gift away. This gift is meant to be put out front of your house, in the front of your life, so others can see the light of God through you. How many of you come to church lit up this morning? How many of you are going to come to church lit up on January 1st? There, you've got the right meaning of that. I'm waiting for someone else to say they're coming in lit up after. But I know what you mean, David. I know. That's why we put Jesus away, because we might get lit up on New Year's Eve. But that's not what we do. We are the light of the world. The light of the world shines through us. We've had this discussion during our Advent study. How does God reveal himself to us today? Do we see an angel appear covered in shining, glowing light, or do we see God in other people today? I think in this period of time, God has chosen to reveal himself to us through other people. Do you agree with that?
Amen.
That is an amen statement. God has given us the same gift. I pray that when people see you, they say, wow, they're a little different. Not in that kind of way, but in a good kind of way. Has anyone told you, boy, you're just a little different than everyone else? In a good way. My mother used to say that's what makes you special. Folks, we've been given a gift today. We've been given the gift of salvation. We're a people that need everything. And everything we need is supplied by God. We've been given the greatest gift ever given to humankind. And how many of us never take the bow off the package? How many of us never pull the ribbon? How many of us never rip the paper? If you've accepted that gift, how did you open that box? Could you not wait? You just ripped it open? You know what I don't like at Christmas? When people unwrap their gift and they take the tape and they pull a piece of tape off, they fold it up and they make a stack and then they take another piece. You know, come on, I want to know what's in there. Let's rip it open. God wants you to rip that package open. God wants you to see what's inside. But here's the part that I think a lot of us have trouble with. God says, now go give it to someone else. And we say, no, that's mine. I want that. That's mine. Or do we give it away? Christmas is about giving, isn't it? Nancy and I had this conversation as well. Boy, a lot of this is just playing right along. Her and a co-worker bought a dress for a lady that works in their office. She's pregnant, she needs a maternity dress. And the reasoning one came about that she wasn't able to purchase it, and they purchased behind her back this dress and had it shipped to her mother's house. Yesterday it arrived. The lady saw the dress, saw the package, and they opened it up and she said, oh, that's a mistake. They must have sent it by mistake. I'll have to send it back. And somehow they made contact with her and said, no, we bought that for you because we wanted you to have that. That made her Christmas, didn't it, Nancy? That made their Christmas because she was able to give someone something that they couldn't have gotten on their own. It's a blessing to be a blessing. You hear me say that all the time. And when we rip that gift open on Christmas morning and we love the gift and we're so in love with God, and then we have to turn around, is there enough of God's love to give it away and still have enough for ourselves? Amen. We can give all of it away and we think there can't be more, and we're just overwhelmed with it. This season, we recognized in our house anyway that it's better to give than to receive. And we've been blessed by being able to give to others. I pray this morning that as you rip the paper, that nice free paper that someone spent a long time wrapping, in my case, it takes me a long time to wrap up a package. And it looks a little funny with the park sticking out here and the park sticking out there. It doesn't lay flat on that. And I wish they made the paper the same design on both sides so all that white doesn't show. Dan? That happened to you?
Plain brown paper.
Plain brown paper on both sides. There you go. Thank you. I did. Thank you. I'll use that. Folks, we can laugh because we're happy.
We can laugh because we're joy-filled. We can laugh because God is our best friend. God likes to hear our laughter. He likes to know we're happy with the gift He's given us. So we're a people that need everything, and God supplies it to us. Folks, this morning as we leave here, take the gift with you. Find someone to give it to. Will you do that for God this morning? You don't have to do it for me. And I bet before the day's out, you'll find somebody who needs that gift. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for this gift of Jesus Christ. Father, we've talked throughout this Advent season and last night and today about a baby. A baby that came in a manger. A baby whose feet were beautiful. Isaiah speaks of that in the scripture today. The messenger has beautiful feet. Let us, as we become that messenger, obtain those beautiful feet as well. So, Father, bless us now. Let us receive the gift and in turn give it to someone else. We love you, Jesus, and thank you for coming just for us. It's in your name that I pray. Amen. Please stand for our closing hymn, Joy to the World. It's found in your hymnal and on number 246. Please stand and join us. Joy to the World. Receive this benediction. As we leave this place, let us take the gift. Do not go home and put it on a shelf. Put it in the attic or the garage. Father, let us take this gift and share it with the world. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the love you pour out upon us. We pray these things in the holy and precious name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.